time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for cloudy skies with a high of 35. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 20. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. The Fairfield Lions Club and Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce held their Senior Citizens Light Tour yesterday. 41 individuals attended, and they viewed 28 homes, the Festival of Lights at Leo French Park, and Joe Phelps Light Display. Jerry and Norma Vaughn at 604 East Center Street won first place and a $50 cash prize for their display. Diana and Harold White at 602 Southwest 7th won second place and $40. Sean Boyd at 904 Leroy Avenue won third place and $25. Transportation was provided by Rides Mass Transit. The tour concluded at the First United Methodist Church with a light meal provided by PEO and the Fairfield Lions, and music by Kent Reeves. More news next.
Live a healthy lifestyle with fitness classes offered at the Bobcat Den in Fairfield. Fitness instructors Donna Frutiger and Denise Hilliard offer a variety of one-hour classes to accommodate all ages and exercise levels, including yoga, Pilates mini ball, total body fun, yoga rhythm, and armchair Pilates. Monthly package plans start at $25, and a free fitness center membership is included with most plans. Register today by calling Frontier Community College at 842-3711.
Give your home a desperately needed makeover with new flooring from Haas Interiors in Fairfield. They have name brand vinyl plank or tile flooring that is water, pet, and kid proof. Haas Interiors has Mohawk, Shaw, and many other name brands of carpeting in stock and ready to be installed by their experts. Area rugs and 13-foot vinyl flooring in the latest styles and colors are available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and night times by appointment on West Main in Fairfield.
In other news, according to a Facebook post, the Wayne County Farm Bureau has been recognized by the Illinois Farm Bureau with the 2019 President's Award for the programming efforts of leaders, volunteers, and staff among county farm bureaus in Membership Group 2. The award recognizes a comprehensive level of programming in 8 areas, including agricultural literacy, commodities and marketing, health and safety, legislative or political process, local affairs, communication and promotion, member relations, and policy development. It also recognized the efforts of Wayne County's Young Leader Committee and Foundation. The Wayne County Farm Bureau also earned the Liberty Bell Award for programming excellence in the legislative or political process and local affairs program areas. The organization thanks the Illinois Farm Bureau for the recognition for its hard work, dedication, and impactful programming. The president of the Wayne County Farm Bureau is David White, and the manager is Doug Anderson. No injuries were reported in a two-vehicle accident yesterday evening just west of Keene's. According to police reports, at approximately 5 o'clock, 61-year-old Wayne City resident Lena D. Mason was eastbound on Highway 15 in a 2018 Dodge Journey. She was struck in the rear by a 2004 Chevy Aveo driven by 58-year-old Mount Vernon resident Julia R. Lamberson. No tow truck was called to the scene, and the vehicles sustained between $501 and $1,500 damage. Lamberson was cited for failure to reduce speed to avoid an accident. 31-year-old Wayne City resident Matthew T. Gaudern was arrested yesterday afternoon by Wayne County deputies on a charge of disorderly conduct. Gaudern was taken to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending the posting of $120 bond. Illinois State Police District 19 Interim Commander Lieutenant Lance Hinkle has announced the results of yesterday's 18th annual in-house charity auction at the District 19 headquarters in Carmi. Retired troopers, current staff, and local businesses and vendors donated various items that were auctioned off. At the end of the event, roughly $2,100 had been raised from the auction and other monetary donations. District 19 plans to make a $300 donation to charitable organizations in each of the seven counties it serves. The donations will be for programs for area children during the holiday season. Lieutenant Hinkle would like to thank everyone who made the auction a success. He says, if not for the continued work and generosity of those involved, the donations would not be possible. He also gave special recognition to five businesses and organizations for their donations this year to the auction, including Mustard Seed Market in Fairfield, Cherry Street Automotive and DiMaggio's Pizza in Carmi, People's National Bank in McLeansboro, and Saline County Circuit Clerk Randy Nyberg. The Fairfield City Council will meet tonight at 6 at City Hall, and aldermen are scheduled to discuss ordinances regarding cannabis regulations in the city. Mayor Brent McGuire says three ordinances are on the table.
There's three ordinances that have been drafted, depending on which direction the council goes in. But if the council decides that they want to prohibit, if there's a motion to prohibit it and that passes, then wouldn't matter. If there's not a motion for that, or there is and it doesn't pass, then it would go on to discussion of, how do we want to zone for that, and do we want to collect an extra sales tax? Because the state does allow you to collect up to a 3% on top of the state sales tax.
Mayor McGuire says he has been vocal in his opposition to allowing recreational cannabis businesses in the city, but the council will ultimately make the decision.
I do think that there is some validity to medical marijuana. I don't know that I fully agree with how it has to be ingested for some of that, smoking versus pill form. But, the recreational marijuana issue is something that I've been pretty vocal, about. And my belief is I know it's going to be legal, up to 30 grams. And I still don't know that it's in the city's best interest to capitalize on that, but that's a determination for the council to make.
Tonight's agenda does allow for a vote on cannabis regulations, unlike last month's meeting, which allowed discussion only. In other council business, aldermen are expected to discuss and approve a tax levy ordinance. Mayor McGuire says, for the past 3 years, the city of Fairfield has not raised property taxes. However, an increase of 4.96% is expected to be approved tonight. He says a primary reason for the raise is the city's pension obligations.
But one of the main reasons that the Finance Committee met and decided or is recommending this increase is the pension obligations that we have. So what we did is increase it to help with our increase in that obligation. And we also adjusted some of our other corporate funds or general fund tax obligations and shifted those towards the pension to try to play catch up, because unfortunately the city, like a lot of other municipalities, has not funded police and fire pensions the way that we perhaps should have.
Okay.
We have increased that in the past few years, the amount we've given.
The mayor says pensions take a majority of the tax levy.
When you look at the amount of that $750,000 that is for police pension funds, it's those two pension funds probably take about 75% of the levy.
The council is also expected to approve a resolution authorizing a highway authority agreement. Edwards County Commissioners met last night. Mark Curtis reports.
The Edwards County Commissioners reconvened their monthly meeting Monday night to meet in conjunction with the Edwards County Ambulance Board. Representatives from the Wabash General Hospital and Mount Carmel met with the combined boards to see if there were questions from the recent proposed contract for service that was sent recently. The contract would be to take over the ambulance personnel only, and the county would retain their operating locations and equipment. Both boards asked questions of the hospital, which included what would happen to the current ambulance staff. The answer was that the hospital would interview all current staff and then offer a position to them. At the current time, only the Albion location would be manned 24 hours per day. Personnel from Wabash General could be moved to Albion to allow full coverage if there was a staff shortage at the Albion station. Also, the Albion staff could also be moved to Wabash if needed. There was some discussion about the contract being modified to allow for a shift to be placed at West Salem. Wabash would pay all employees and offer them benefits. However, the current director, Tanya Bailey, could be moved to a regular EMT position since management would come from the hospital. The system at this time would remain a basic life support system. However, it is hoped in the future to have a paramedic service in the county. After much discussion, the commissioners agreed to allow the ambulance board more time to discuss the proposal and report to the commissioners at their January or February meeting. In the meantime, Wabash General will come and talk with the current employees of the ambulance service and see how many are interested in continuing to work for the Wabash service. There was also some discussion about purchasing a different ambulance for the current service. Prices will be obtained and discussed at the January Commissioners' meeting. Reporting for the News Leader from Edwards County, this is Mark Curtis.
Kevin Leonard with the Fairfield Water Department has announced a boil order for several areas in Fairfield. All of Delaware Street from Airport Road to Southwest 11th is under the order, as is the east side of Airport Road from Main Street to Leninger Road and all of Clarence Avenue. Also affected are Leninger Road from Airport Road to Southwest 11th, all of West Center Drive, all of Sheffield Drive, the south side of Main Street from McDonald's to Airport Road, and the west side of Southwest 11th from Delaware to Leninger Road. Talbert and Parker Court are also under the order. Residents in the affected areas need to boil water to be used for human consumption until further notice. FCHS After Prom has announced winners for its 12 Days of Christmas promotion. Today's winner of $250 is Kevin Greathouse. Yesterday's winner was Dr. Mahmood, who donated his $500 winnings back to After Prom. Live video drawings will be conducted daily on the Fairfield Spiffication, Fairfield Talk, and Fairfield Chamber of Commerce Facebook pages. Each winner's name will also be sent to WFIW. Drawings are expected to take place at around 10 o'clock each morning. Illinois residents have the chance to give their feedback regarding the state's transportation system. IDOT has put out its annual Illinois Traveler Opinion Survey, which has been conducted since 2001. IDOT spokesman Guy Trigil says the survey covers a wide range of topics.
What we're looking for is a variety of information on driver behaviors, their thoughts on what IDOT is doing right and what can be improved, and also some idea of what sort of safety behaviors are out there on our roads right now. I think all that information is helpful for us, just not on a year-to-year basis, but just to see trends that might develop over time.
Trigil says the transportation system affects everyone in the state, even those who don't drive.
There are items such as groceries that get into your house that were somehow delivered to the grocery store or did not just magically appear. They relied on a transportation system to get there. So how the transportation system is functioning in the state affects each and every one of us.
The survey can be found at idot.illinois.gov. And it's open until December 31st. The Illinois Department of Public Health says it's not too late to get your flu shot. Kim Howard has more.
Public Health Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike says flu activity is increasing, so it's important to get your flu shot sooner rather than later.
It's picking up. We definitely are getting activity throughout the state. This is typically not the peak quite yet, so still too early to see what the entire flu season is going to have in store for us.
It takes a few weeks for the vaccine to be fully effective. Ngozi says it's also important to stay home if you do get sick and to cover your coughs and sneezes. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics are pleased to welcome new providers to our Carmi Family Clinic on Oak Street. Jamie Jacobs is a family nurse practitioner that not only calls White County home, but has 5 years of critical care experience. Also new to our team, internist Dr. Brett Schwarm has decades of expertise in providing adult and pediatric care. Hamilton Memorial Hospital Carmi Family Clinic has you covered. Plus, don't forget, weekend walk-in clinics on Saturdays for those unexpected illnesses. It really is all about your health at Hamilton Memorial Hospital Carmi Family Clinic.
This gift has 45 acres, over 1,000 animals, a carousel, countless smiles, and is perfect for all ages. Give up. It's a membership to Evansville's Mesker Park Zoo and Botanic Garden. Includes free general admission for a whole year, plus great perks. Purchase online at meskerparkzoo.com. Also, find other unique gifts at the Zoo Gift Shop and escape to the warmth of the Amazonia. Mesker Park Zoo and Botanic Garden. Zoo and discover more.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 28. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow is at 27,906, down 3. The NASDAQ is at 8,626, up 4. January crude oil is at $59.23. That is up 21 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 82-year-old Flora resident Ruth Loreen Troyer Graves, formerly of Jeff, died at 1:45 p.m. on Saturday at the Linda E. White Hospice House in Evansville, Indiana. She had worked at Walmart for several years. Ruth Graves is survived by her son, Bobby Hill of Sisney, daughter Kathy Maxey of Pound, Wisconsin, two grandchildren, two step-grandchildren, and brothers Donnie Troyer of Fairfield and Eldon Troyer of Sisney. Funeral services for Ruth Graves will be held at 10 o'clock a.m. on Wednesday, tomorrow, at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. Visitation will be this evening from 5 to 7 o'clock at the funeral home. Burial will be in Maple Hill Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the Susie Foundation, and they will be accepted at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of arrangements. 63-year-old Carmi resident Becky M. Cooper died Saturday morning at Carmi Manor. She was a member of the Maunee Methodist Church. Becky Cooper is survived by her husband, Mickey, sons Adam and Christopher Jolly, daughter Melissa Swain, 9 grandchildren, 7 great-grandchildren, brother Danny Burnett, and sister-in-law Gina Burnett. Funeral services for Becky Cooper will be held at noon on Friday at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Carmi. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. to service time. Burial will be in Marshall Ferry Cemetery. The Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Carmi is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and go home the same day? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to driving in 5 days?
What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to most normal activities in 2 weeks? With Asbury & Associates, you can. Dr. David Asbury is the most experienced surgeon in Southern Illinois performing robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. This state-of-the-art technology offers women many benefits over traditional surgery. This minimally invasive procedure requires only small incisions. You'll experience less pain and blood loss with fewer complications. Call Asbury & Associates to learn more about robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. 618-244-4800 or visit our website, asburyandassociates.com. Asbury & Associates, with 4 locations in Southern Illinois to serve you. Asbury & Associates. 618-244-4800.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today. Cloudy skies and a high of 35. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 20, and then sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll have a high of 45. The outlook for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, partly cloudy on Thursday with a high of 48 and low of 32. Mostly cloudy on Friday. Friday's high will be around 48 with a low of 35. And rain or snow is possible on Saturday. Saturday will have a high of 40 and a low of 28.